Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, biddies? This is episode 67 of Bit Season. But before we get into the show, we got a little announcement we want to make.
Very excited. I got a big special guest for today's show. But before we get started, we want to tell you guys there is some cursing in this episode. So if you're easily offended, don't listen. But I know you're going to listen, and it's great content.
We want to mention our friends over at Don't Sleep Energy. They are the official sponsor of Bit Season. Don't sleep on the boys from Bit Season. Not only do we bring you this money podcast, we carry the junkies every morning. And how do we do it? How do we get all this energy? It's Don't Sleep Energy, the official energy drink of Bit Season. Grab some yourself at don'tsleepenergy.com. Check them out on all social media platforms at Don't Sleep Energy. Tag them, tag us. Don't Sleep contains premium ingredients, caffeine, taurine, B group vitamins. Use the promo code BITTIES. That's BITTIES for 10% off every order at don'tsleepenergy.com. That's every order. They're also on Amazon. If you type in Don't Sleep Energy there, they'll pop up. We appreciate them sponsoring the show. And the moment you've been waiting for, it's Bit Season featuring Eric Bickle.
Behind the scenes. Behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just choning on the junkies. Yeah, it's Bit Season, what a time to be alive. Bit Season, couple of regular guys. It's Bit Season, go have yourself a laugh. It's Bit Season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season, episode 67. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
And I'm Ryan the Stallion.
We got a very special guest with us this week, the big silly, the man himself, Eric Bickle.
Hey, what's up?
The official man of leisure.
Valdez caught me in a moment of weakness. I was bragging at the end of the show. I looked out the window, sort of, I don't know if forlorn is the right, but I was just sort of like...
You're envisioning your day.
I was like, what am I going to... I literally have nothing today. I don't think I have to take my daughter to anything. My wife's at work. I literally have nothing going on. And Valdez immediately, want to be on Bit Season? And here's the thing. I don't really want to be on Bit Season.
I caught you.
But you caught me, and if... There's no way I can back out of it without being insulting. And I like the show. I like you guys. I listen occasionally. I can't listen all the time because it's just a Joan fest.
I don't want you to punch
Evie in the face for 40 minutes every week. So I can only tolerate so much.
I know, but we're basically family. You should have just said, I don't want to.
Yeah,
you
know,
you wouldn't hurt my feelings.
I rescinded the invitation on air.
No, but then I knew, okay, I've already brought it up. That'll just be more ammunition. It'll just be more piling on EB. So I'm coming, bring it on. Whatever you got, bring it on. I got it.
Well, that's my problem. That's why I'm mad at Valdez, is because you're the big whale. We've been trying to get you to do this show for a year. Valdez just like off the cuff invites you in.
How many times have you asked me? Not very many times. One or two?
One or two.
A handful.
Valdez, he wasn't thinking. We're not prepared for you to have in. We got to plan the show out for a week before we have you. We don't need 15 minutes before
you
have in.
Are you kidding? That's, you maniacs? Let's take 2 seconds.
No, we got a big marlin on the line, and we're going. And, trout fishing.
No, I'm ready to take on all comers. You motherfuckers, bring it.
This is what we do with cakes. Cakes is filler.
Cakes is the filler. Grab me.
Whatever you guys want, I'm here, man.
Well, we appreciate your support. You've tweeted about Bit Season many times over the last year.
Yeah, you're
year
one
or
of
so.
The few that actually,
you are.
Actually, the only one who listens to Bit Season.
Well, here's the thing
that actually ricks me so much
that the other guys don't listen. Yeah. Well, Jason can't handle the joning, so. And I kind of, you know, I can handle it to a degree. And yeah, then after 20 minutes, I can punt. But he can't handle it for like, he doesn't like it ever. So he's never going to promote it. He doesn't
like
criticism.
No, that's fine. So that's Jason.
That's mm-hmm. fine.
JP also doesn't love criticism. He can handle it, but he doesn't love it.
JP only listens when he has a friend tell him, hey, they're joning about you playing golf or something like
and
that.
And then Cakes, I don't know, he's just so oblivious about everything. Yeah. I don't even think he thinks
Cakes
about it.
Cakes would rather watch a movie he's seen 10 times.
I'm not even sure Cakes knows you do the show.
He cares about what Dave Richard thinks, and that's it.
Yeah, but Dave Richard isn't on, he's not listening.
I don't even want you guys listening, because then we'd be self-conscious. I pile on JP all the time. If he knew what I said about him, I would have been fired 6 months ago.
This is almost like our therapy, where we let out frustration, we let out joning that we want to do.
Well, that is one thing. You listen to the show. On the one hand, you think, wow, these guys really like the show. And then on the other hand, am I sure they like the show? I'm not quite sure. Guys sound freaking miserable and hate us.
It's somewhere in between where it's still work, you know, for us. So.
But why I like that you do it is because I do think it's great for you guys. But beyond that, selfishly, I think it's great for the show. Right, it's great.
It's just another layer.
Yeah, it's branding. It's another opportunity for our listeners to get involved. So I think it's awesome.
Well, I think the P1s like it because they get the show and they know that we're just having fun. I mean, but there's not another radio host or host in the country that would allow their producers to do this.
That you guys are the only show in the country.
Actually,
that
I don't think that's true.
That would allow.
The wrap-up show, Stern Rally the Stern, Horde, whatever you want. There is brown-nosing shows.
Here's the difference. Here's been my quiet theory. This has been my theory on this.
I love theories.
Okay, is that the one guy that I think would allow this is Dave Portnoy on Barstool. He allows people to talk shit.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. And so, and I know you guys know that I'm a bit of a fan of Barstool. I like some of their guys. Mm-hmm. And so I follow and I say, you know what? Those guys just think this is Barstool and then they could just make fun of Portnoy all the time or the boys. And it's true. You can, but it does irritate us.
Also, I think it's also part
after a while.
We think we have a hall pass almost.
You do.
We're immune to any kind of repercussion of joning because we're in the inner circle. And that's not what a lot of the fans think, is that this show gives them it almost makes them feel like, well, if Valdez and Drab can do this to Eric or JP, I'm immune to it as well.
Right, which is fun. And I can take the joning
to a point
75% of the time.
No, you got Rick a few months ago. About something new we said. Right. You brought it up on the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then every once in a while.
So 75% of the time.
And then we have a reset. We have a boiling point. The volcano erupts. Then all of a sudden it goes dormant again.
No. Sometimes I'll just say, you know what? I don't even have to listen. I already know what's going to be brought up. You know.
So. Well, sometimes you do wreck us when you explode at us and you say, they're snickering at me in the other room. They're just just sitting there making fun of us the whole time.
Hold on. It's very disconcerting. I don't know if people can understand. So here we are. We're doing a show. And sure, it's just the four of us, and we're blessed, and we're lucky, and it's been successful by some miracle through all these years. All we're trying to do is, and on one level, you're thinking all you're trying to do is kill 4 hours, but at the end of the day, we got to be entertaining, right?
Right.
There's no question we got to be entertaining. Yes. And we're trying to entertain each other, and then we say something that you guys think is stupid, and then it's a whole shtick over there. It's totally distracting.
I know, but you asked who the Cowboys were playing this morning on the show. Are we not supposed to laugh at that?
No, you can, but don't you understand? At what point do you not understand that I don't care?
I know you don't care, but I find it amazing. You're so successful.
It's beyond fascinating to us.
No, here's what...
Because you're so successful, but you're the only sports talk show host in America who doesn't know who the Cowboys are playing.
But I don't consider myself a sports talk show host.
Okay, radio host. You're the only radio host in America.
I consider myself a gift from God.
You were put on this earth to have a mic in front of you.
I consider myself an entertainer.
Hey, he's a descendant of Marconi.
I agree with that.
You are.
You're a talk show host, and sports is our main thrust. And for me, I've said this a million times. You guys know me well.
Sports to get you in the door.
To me, I'm a Commanders guy. I'm a local teams guy. I got three children. I'm busy as hell. I don't have time to worry about the rest of the league. I'm not in a fantasy league. I'm a terrible gambler. So I don't care. Jason only cares because he has money riding on it, because he's a bored DJ.
But what about some of it? it's your responsibility as a talk show.
I don't feel that as a responsibility.
To be informed.
No, my responsibility is to come in here and be silly. And I am silly. I deliver.
But if Rush Limbaugh went on the air and said, who's Speaker of the House? Yeah. His listeners would be like, what the hell?
Yeah. It's a silly job.
But he's kind of carved out a niche where politics is his kind of his whole thing.
Right.
I don't know. For me, I grew up on a guy talk radio station. Yeah. That's where we've never really worked. It's kind of farcical that it's now a sports station, but this was a guy talk. I'm a guy talk guy.
In your 26 or 27 year career, you've done more, quote unquote, guy talk than sports talk.
Yeah, to me, we were a guy talk show. That's how the show started, a guy talk show with sports as our focus. But I have never, and from day one, never claimed to be an expert on anything. I have strong opinions, but I don't claim to be an expert and some know-it-all about sports.
Well, then what's your dream show? Like, if you could
if you could produce a show. If you could produce a show today.
You like talking Commanders.
I've thought about doing a podcast on my own, but it's just so much work. I'll wait till I get fired. Where it's called Shit I Care About.
Okay? All right.
That's the name of the podcast.
Intrigued.
Okay.
Shit I Care About.
Clary, maybe we just let this one go.
Oh, you're right. You're worried about the curse words? Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's fine. No, you do you.
We'll do a before the show starts, we'll put a warning.
Disclaimer.
I think now you can curse.
CK said we could curse yesterday in our meeting.
Yeah.
The podcast.
So I think it's okay.
There we go.
You don't have to.
No.
And it would be about the Commanders. It would be about photography.
Photography.
Weightlifting. It would be about keto. It would be about what documentary I'm watching.
You have some boring interest. You're super entertaining, but your interests are boring.
That's why it doesn't matter.
Nobody cares about keto. Yeah.
Right.
I want to hear that camera topic.
How many times how many times have you told us? I know you're just humoring me. Whenever you're going on and on about something.
I know. Because most people don't care about shit I care about.
Right. Well, that's a bad idea for a podcast.
But, what kind of numbers is that going to get?
But it's all in the delivery. It doesn't matter the topic. That's always been my shtick. It doesn't matter the topic. I'm going to make it interesting.
Yeah, I'm so silly. It's going to be interesting. Remember,
I'm going to make it interesting.
Hey, in the meeting, Eric said, we are gifts from God.
Yeah, he's been using that line a lot this week.
I'm starting to believe him. If he's going to start
Jason's over there. We've been doing this for almost 30 years. And Jason's over there
worried about guests. And
what if we don't have anything to talk about? We've been doing it for 28 years. You don't think we can knock out 45 minutes?
I know. When it's a two-man show, he wants seven guests to show.
Yeah. He wants to book Houston Nutt on an extra
point. Hey, you weren't doing the two-man shows with Jason this time around, were you?
No, he did.
I think I did.
It was just you and Jason?
The first week.
I don't remember. I'm so unfazed by it. Listen, it's more work. I gotta grind a little harder. I can't just rely on Cakes doing some dumb story or something. Or not that my stories aren't dumb, but...
I know what you mean.
So you gotta grind a little bit more. But yeah, Jason panics when we have to do two-man shows. I don't understand why.
Yeah, and they might be going away. Not totally, but we might be cutting down on
them. They probably should, because it is a different show. It's not the vibe of the show is the four of us and you guys.
Well, there's no reason why this show can't have a best of or replacements for a week.
At least a
week.
Like
every other show.
Yeah. Right, of course.
Hey, what do you think about Drab and I claiming we need hazard pay during these two-man shows?
I don't think we've addressed that publicly.
Oh, yeah. Because they rely on you more. Right?
It's a heavy crown.
We should get a part-time fee.
Maybe not as much when you're here because you'll talk about anything.
You'll just
bloviate. But the other guys, they're just asking for our opinion all the time. And we have all these stats.
When I'm not working, I don't listen.
I know.
And I don't blame you. I'm the same way.
But I also, why would I listen? That's my reprieve.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. And I love the show. I think we do a great show. But I'm not going to necessarily listen when I'm not home. In fact, sometimes I drive around and I stumble onto the show and go, that show's pretty good. That's actually a pretty good show.
Do you ever stumble and say, God, this is boring?
Me?
Yeah.
When I'm on the show?
When you're not on, you're like, oh, this is boring.
I don't know that's happened very often. Now, I will say this. I am embarrassed to watch the television show. Because
That is embarrassing.
I'm embarrassed to watch the television show because I have no idea what they're broadcasting. And I'll be at home and I'll be like watching a Caps game or watching something. It'll be on it, whatever. And I put it on and I go... Oh, you look terrible.
And you're constantly picking your nose a lot, too. I've noticed you're doing that even more than ever.
You just, you know, None of us are photogenic. None of us are paying attention to the camera.
Well, it's more so the production quality. The graphics are all pixelated, and that's what tells me.
No, but
that's
it's just embarrassing. And it's not a reflection on NBC Sports Washington. It's just...
Some of it is.
It's because it's a radio show first in your head. You're not conscious of the TV.
I'm just not paying attention to it. And I do literally crawl out of bed and come to work. And it looks awful. So I don't even like mirrors though anymore. So
that's true. When I was in the bathroom doing my dump for the day, during the show, he walks in and he goes, "I can't look at a mirror anymore." Because I just find a new age spot or a new...
I'm telling you, dude. That's why I'm growing my beard. So I don't have to
the beard
look
looks
myself.
Good. The shadow looks good. You look good with a hat.
Yeah.
I don't like mirrors.
I don't like pictures when I'm not wearing a hat. I go to family functions. I'm wearing a hat. Aging is the worst.
What, do you think that's really ramped up a lot lately with you on
what do
the
you
show?
Mean?
Is everyone just joning on your appearance, your father time look, your white hair? Because I've noticed people have been taking a lot more shots about it.
I don't know. I
don't think so.
Well, he took that horrendous photo.
Which one?
The one from the Christmas party.
I've taken a lot. I took one when we did the JFK day or whatever, remember? And blue shorts made it a t-shirt.
Trust me.
Missing man or whatever.
I've got decades full of bad photos.
His poker call sign was Mr. Photogenic.
Right. So
it's always been front of
mind. Well, I feel bad. I don't mean to make it all about me, but you invited me to the show.
Well, you think Clary's got content?
You got nothing.
This is like a three-man junk show. I don't want to intervene on what you guys are doing.
He did some research. He listened to Lisa Ann's podcast this week
to find the details
about Young Gravy.
Yes, we do have some news. Are we going to be getting to that now?
Sure.
Yeah.
Great instinct.
I know. I'm still working on this. I'm getting in on this. So I listen. So for those who don't know, Lisa Ann on Sunday night made an announcement that she is hopping off the gravy train. Mm-hmm. Best news I've
Couldn't
seen.
Couldn't you text her and ask her what the deal was?
I could have.
In theory?
I could have.
Yeah.
But I didn't. All right. I restrained myself.
Okay.
All right.
So she said she was going to be dropping a new podcast to discuss this.
Okay.
So I listened to it yesterday because I needed to find out what happened to Young Gravy so I don't make the same mistake as that
smart.
Young Buck
That's
did.
That's smart.
Exactly. This is all a mind game.
She said he did something icky or something.
Yeah. She alluded to something like that. She got the ick from Young Gravy, and here's what happened. She was down in Vegas at the AVNs, which is some porn award show. We're all on the same page. All right.
What's this AVN?
You said she was your idol.
I know.
Adult something or other.
And as someone who read her book, she hasn't been in that award show in 10 years. That was her first appearance back, so she was already
was
a little nervous.
Was she getting the Lifetime Achievement Award for Chuck and Doc?
Well, I don't think she's been working, though, right? She hasn't done
she's
film
retired.
Late.
She's retired.
Yeah, she's retired.
I mean,
those girls
retire all the time.
I know. I get it. But
she's temporarily retired.
Temporarily retired, yes. And so Young Gravy was asked to perform at the AVNs. So Young Gravy hit her up and was like, "Hey, I'm going to the AVNs. You should come with me, and we'll go together."
All right.
So they go to Vegas. They're in Vegas. The event is Saturday night. That's the award show. They get in there on Thursday. Young Gravy's got a show that night that Lisa Ann got tickets to by Young Gravy.
Mm-hmm.
So Young Gravy invited her and her crew. They showed up backstage. Young Gravy was doing his shtick, doing all his rapping thing, performing. He's a performer.
Is he a rapper? Is he a DJ?
He's a rapper. Quote
unquote. And he just samples all these old songs. And
exactly.
Just
it's actually really creative. I'm not going to lie.
It is?
It is super creative.
So he's a real talent.
Like he's a talent, I guess, but it's like you wouldn't consider him like an all-time great rapper.
No, but if he's like a producer, that's a talent.
Well, he sings it. It's like he raps it.
No,
okay.
Yeah.
And so as they were doing that, Young Gravy kind of stood her up almost at that Thursday night concert.
Well, he big-timed her a little bit.
Yeah,
he was working. He was working, but then again, like, he invited her. She thought that they were going to be going out and stuff. Young Gravy had something come up. She never disclosed what it was, so she was
he
like, hey.
He big-timed her.
Yes,
you
kind
essentially,
of.
That's
essentially,
what
big time.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like she wanted an out, and she saw the door cracked, and she went through it. That's what it sounds like.
To me, it sounds like she was scorned. Like,
yeah, she was scorned. She invited her friends to come with her.
Exactly.
Yeah, she thought she was going to give them all this great time.
The opposite of the Clary experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Lisa Ann took care of you, made you a big deal when you came in with her.
She made me a big deal.
She knows how you're supposed to do it.
Hey, are you going to send a follow-up text and say, like, hey, man, or... Hey, Lisa, I'm sorry that happened to you.
You know what? No.
Say it. Hey, Lisa, no. I heard you know on your what? Podcast. That sucks for you.
You know how many?
DC, I'll show you a real good
time. Yeah, if you come to DC, I promise. I would never do that.
Oh, I know. I mean, here's the thing. We're going to go to a Nats game. She's going to sit behind
Nats
home
game.
Plate.
That's
because I'm telling
that's
you,
the
girls.
Aesop's sleeve, Nats game.
They love Nats games, but that's beside the point. We're going to get into that later.
So what's the ick?
Yeah, what's.
I'm getting to it. Friday night. Comes around, they're going to be going out to a big date night. Right. Young Gravy, all of a sudden, she's getting texts from her friends that Young Gravy is sloppy drunk at all of these parties, hitting on all these females. And
well,
he,
of course.
Yeah, I know.
This is a scorned woman. That's what this is.
Yeah, I know. And so.
He's a rock star. What do you expect?
And then all of a sudden, Young Gravy blew her off that night as well.
Well, he's probably sleeping one off.
He did. And so he blew her off again, and Lisa had
that's
a text.
When she stood him up at the AVN.
And then, yeah, basically, yeah. You got it. You sniffed out the story. So basically, Young Gravy blew her off, and then at the AVNs, at the award show that he showed up to, she pulled the ripcord and got in a flight and flew home. So Young Gravy was there. I'm sure he still had a great time. But moral of the story is, Young Gravy is out of the picture. Therefore, there's
you're
no
the
more
picture.
Speed bumps in my way.
You're in the picture.
I'm in the picture.
You think there, I'm in the fold? There's the only speed bump?
Yeah, yeah. There's plenty of speed bumps.
I mean, I'm sure there are. I'm sure there are. But then again, I still got my chance. You guys don't know. I'm a
when's
smooth
she coming back
talker.
In town?
May.
That's right around the
middle
corner.
Of May. I know, it's right around the corner. That's why I'm on a silly diet.
He's doing the EB bit where the January, he turns his life around.
I am.
Oh, yeah. What's your keto thing that you're doing now? Because you're always...
I'm just back on low carb. That's the only way I know. At this point in my life, it's the only way I know how to lose weight. It totally works.
Low carb, low sugar.
Low carb, high protein. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What about, I can tell you all about
it. The protein you eat, you can't, you eat, like my buddy Horsey, we talk about many, many times, mm-hmm. who competed in that. When you want to compete and you want to get like really fit and stuff, you just load up on protein, you get disgusted by all the protein. You know what I mean? You get full, you get satiated.
Satiated?
I think that's a word.
It's from sodium.
I think it's a word. I don't know. So it
just
fills
so sick
you
of it.
Up.
Yeah.
And so you just eat all the protein you can.
It makes you want to deny food.
Now here's the downside. I got no energy. I'm walking around. Like you think
noticed.
I normally walk around like a zombie. I got nothing. I went to the grocery yesterday to pick up some more protein. And the woman, the checkout lady, she looked at me and she said, "Are you okay?" By the way, this happens to me like frequently.
You're in the giant and somebody checks on your welfare?
Yeah, she said, "Are you okay?" And I go, I thought I was fine. I was like, yeah, I'm just buying dinner. I mean, you know.
Were you
and,
just daydreaming
said,
or
you
something?
Look, you didn't look good, you know. And I think it's just, I think I just look
you
low
had
energy.
You had a bad complexion?
No, I think I just look low energy, tired. Because, dude, when you don't have carbs, you got nothing.
You're going to do this for a month. You're just torturing yourself.
That's not true. I've done it. For what's 9 months before.
Nine months? And then what's the amount of weight that you lost doing it in 9 months?
25 pounds?
Can I be honest? Mm-hmm. It's bit season officially. We need full energy, EB.
Yeah.
I got energy for the show. You think I don't have energy for the show?
Well, we can't risk it. You've been here for 4 days.
No. That's not the issue. The issue is working out. What bothers me is working out. I'm fine here. I'm coked up on caffeine. It's when I get home and I have literally no desire to go out for a bike ride or I don't run, but like play something, play tennis, lift weights. Mm.
That is true. When if you're performing like Eric, you're exhausted after
your
performance.
Yeah, I blow my load.
I've done that a few times.
I emptied a chamber here, and then I go, no, but that's the downside.
What do you think about cakes when he goes home? He's the big mystery man. We always talk about
it. There's a lot of theories about cakes and how his life when he goes home. You call yourself the man of leisure. I think cakes might be higher up on the
food
chain.
No, he does more than me.
We don't know what
he does.
We don't know anything about cakes.
No, he does more than me. Here, Here's the thing. I'm a man of leisure.
Because he has all of his kids are out of the house almost.
Yeah, but he like makes a point. And so this is where I'm a man of leisure like Monday through Thursday. But you guys know every weekend I'm on the road, typically.
Yeah, right? You have interest.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And I love it. And that's what I live for, right? I think he lives for his like Wednesday, go take his daughter to lunch or go play tennis with, you know what I mean?
So, well, like, what is Cakes doing right now?
Probably whistling.
And then what? And then what for the next 6 hours? I mean,
yeah. So you don't jerk off dinner for 6 hours.
Then I don't listen to a fantasy podcast.
Oh my God.
I don't know, dude. I don't want to pile on. The guy's got no friends.
I know.
But he's so happy.
Yeah, he's unbelievably happy. But he's almost like a robot.
Look,
where he goes home, he sits on the sofa and waits for the next show, and then gets up and then does the show. Goes home, sits on the sofa, and then does it on repeat every day.
Well, you remember he's got a legit zoo at his house. Okay, so that's probably, he probably has to take, remember he takes the dog for a walk
with the stroller.
He's got, you know, sugar gliders and
he doesn't have those anymore.
I don't know, he's got a million things. He's got multiple dogs. Does he have cats too?
I don't think he has a cat.
Do we know that? I don't know.
No cat.
He's got a lot of animals, more than just the standard dog.
You know what I want from Cakes? I want some drama in his life. Like your life is chaos. Jason's always bitching about his family stuff. I want Cakes to come in one day and say he had a big fight with Amy.
That's the thing that's the most interesting about Cakes. And we've talked about it many, many times. So in Cakes' family, there was the dynamic was, and I loved his family, all of them, but there was a lot of commotion, right?
With Mean
Dad,
Gene.
His dad was a great guy, but his dad, you know, get the dog, where's the dog? You know, always stuff going on.
Mean Gene.
Yeah, always stuff going on. And Cakes was the pacifist. He would just sit there, play Atari, and just chaos everywhere else.
Zone it out. That's why you say Cakes avoids aggression.
He avoids conflict.
Yeah.
Very much. And we've gotten Cakes to be as aggressive as he'll probably ever be in his life. Is when we get really get, gets a face and we get on. That never happens in his real life. And the most fascinating thing about Cakes is truly, I know my wife loves me. Okay. She doesn't love me anything like Amy loves him. She finds no fault in him. I know. They don't argue about anything.
My
wife loves me. I couldn't be happier in my marriage or whatever. I get yelled at every day.
Me too.
Multiple times. Why didn't you put that away? Close the door when you go out. You forgot to take the trash out. Why do I have to tell you to bring the laundry down?
What was the last thing you got yelled at for?
I mean, all those things. Yesterday.
The last thing I got yelled at for was that I ordered the wrong size pillows for the mattress for myself. Yeah. Not for her. Yeah. Because they all have to be king size on the king size bed. Right. My sleeping pillow can't be queen. That's what I got screamed at for the other night.
Yeah. You ever see those stories about the old couple and then like the husband dies and then the wife dies like the next day? Mm-hmm. That's gonna be Cakes and Amy.
Oh yeah.
When they're in their 80s.
Oh yeah, when my wife dies, you'd be relieved.
Yeah, I know, it's like a party.
Burt Reynolds, yeah. He's dead, but you know what I mean?
They're like in the hospital together. They're holding hands as they die together. Yeah. That's Cakes and Amy.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
You asked Cakes what he had for dinner last night. He lights up. You know, like that's his big thing. Like he gets to tell you about the meal he made last night.
Did you ever hear
night.
Our theory about Cakes too in his conversation? Is that Cakes has the most, Cakes' conversation is so nonsensical. Was it? There's no depth to his conversation.
Oh,
it's always,
no.
It's always
shallow.
Yes, it's so shallow.
Surface level.
It's all, hey, how are you? What did you do? What did you watch? What did you eat?
Like Cakes is so lovable. I honestly might die for Cakes. I love him that much. But Cakes couldn't tell you my daughter's names. He has no idea. I guarantee you, he has no idea.
Yeah, I think it's very surface, but it's fine. It works for him.
Yeah, yeah.
He just goes about his day. You know what I mean? Yeah, a routine.
If Cakes came up to me and said, "Hey, how you doing, Matt?" and I said, "Man, I got a lot to talk to you about. I got this going on, this going." He would like literally run away because he wouldn't
expect
it.
You'd scare him.
Here's a classic example. I think I'm pretty good at this. I think I guess I have a high opinion, but I think I can read people pretty well. And so, but this is normal. If you ask somebody, hey, how you doing? They go, oh, hanging in there. You go, oh, just hanging in there? What's going on? You all right?
Oh, that would never happen. That cakes would never have a follow-up.
All the time. Right. Uh-huh. All the time. You know, I think a lot of people do that, mm-hmm. right? Uh-huh. Cakes is not going to do that.
He's no. okay, not going to let you in. Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
But it's not that he doesn't care, because he does care. Right. And he does care on some surface level. You know,
right.
God bless him, he's not going to be stressed out by it. He's more stressed out about some mythical terrorist coming in tomorrow when he's in there.
All right, I want to ask you about some inside radio stuff, about Wentz, and not about football or anything like that, about you having an opinion about Wentz and not backing down from it. And you are obviously getting beat over the head with it. You get beat over the head with it from the producers.
No, literally everyone in the world.
Everyone in the world thinks you're stupid.
I think I've changed my stance. I respect him for putting his neck out there.
I just think that you guys all reject the idea of guys having a bad year or two. And I would agree. It wasn't a great year. In fact, if you wanted to say he was awful this year, I would begrudgingly say if you wanted to characterize the whole year as awful, sure. But I don't think that means for sure he's awful forever.
But it does. I don't even care about that. Yeah. What I care about is that what I think you... is the at the core of what a radio has to be is you have to have an opinion and you can't back down from that opinion.
Yes.
And so for that, I respect the hell out of it, because anyone else would have said, I was wrong, I'm a moron.
No, that's just more stubbornness.
Yeah, but that's what makes a good radio host.
Eric's opinion has probably been like the biggest opinion on the show in the last 5 years, I feel like.
Yes. Because it's like...
Well, because no one else makes an opinion.
Exactly. I know. And then that's why you shouldn't be, you should be...
You get attacked for it when you're wrong, and you're wrong all the time. No, wrong all the time. That's why I bring up JP when he's wrong all the time.
Well, that was an amazing call.
Yeah, I mean, we're all wrong all the time, but for some reason, people really want to nail me on this one. And, you know, it's just, it's actually kind of a fascinating thing.
I'm stopping my attack on Eric for being wrong, because I don't want to dissuade any of the other guys or you from making a proclamation on the show that might be outrageous.
Mm-hmm. Well, Eric, the other guys know that having strong opinions is the key to good radio.
They don't really care, though.
I mean, I know
JP,
they don't care.
JP does.
JP does.
JP will say some things, but he will sheepishly just sort of easily brush it aside.
Sweep it under the rug.
And not bring it up ever again.
But JP won't care about it.
Yeah, if Kenny Pickett sucks, all of a sudden he'll forget about how he calls him the truth.
But that's fine. But JP's really great at, in the flow of a conversation, being devil's advocate.
Right.
Just for
and
the sake
good.
Of a
that's
conversation.
What he does.
It's awesome.
That's his shtick.
Because you can't have four
and
guys agreeing every single day.
Because I will say, listen, guys, he had 28 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. You can't talk about stats! And then he put 7 touchdowns and 2 interceptions in the last 3 games.
I know, but
so
nobody cares what was said 10...
Both, he's doing
I know,
both sides.
But that's great, because nobody cares what was said 10 minutes ago.
It makes me crazy. No one calls him out on it. You know? Both sides. So, I don't know. It more than anything, I tweeted about this. I don't know I know Ryan Clary 100 times better than I know Carson Wentz. Never talked to him. Never met him. I don't think he's attractive.
Would you get a kick out of it if Carson Wentz smiled listening to your like obsession with him?
Sure.
You think that's possible? That you guys always say like Bill Clinton listened. Do you think Carson Wentz listens to the Junkies and hears EP going like, what's with this guy?
I think you know this, but maybe you don't know this. Again, this has nothing to do with Carson. This is just me and my stubbornness want to be right. That's what this is about. This is not about Carson. I don't give a crap about Carson. I mean, I don't wish him ill will, but I just want to be proven right. That's my stubbornness. And that guy came in here and he choked and he fucked me.
He did.
That upset me over.
But you found an out. You have a brilliant
out. You found the back door.
Because you said it didn't work out here.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
And you guys are missing out if you don't give him another shot.
It would be different. Like, here's what I'll say. Carter Kieboom sucks. He's always sucked. Wentz has been good. Wentz, in fact, has been at an elite level. I know it was a couple years ago, but even last year, you know, whatever. He's had several good years. So it's hard for me to believe that the talent evaporated. Has he had injuries? Yes. I mean, it could go in the whole shtick. I just think it didn't work here. He still has ability. Guys used to have bad years. You should be able to relate to this. I talked about it on the show. You know how many times guys wrote off Cal Ripken? He was only playing because of the streak. He was so bad. Whatever. And then remember when he had the 91 year?
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. It came out of nowhere because it was still in him. He had the talent.
We're laughing because Eric grabbed his nuts. Yeah. Well, I said it's still in him.
That he's talking about.
So, you know, whatever. Listen.
Doubting Cal 40 years ago.
Carson sucked. No doubt.
Right. I want to give kudos to Eric, too, for his call-in. And we already dubbed that segment the segment of the year. Of the year.
January 2nd.
January
3rd.
The segment of the year.
By the way.
With his Troy Aikman backfire.
Yeah. What do you mean backfire?
We're not backfire. You're
in my hit. Remember, I did my research. And I didn't. Listen, I swear to God, I knew I would, you know, because I didn't really want to do the show because I knew it was just going to be them, you know, chirping, you know, whatever. You're an idiot. I knew what it was going to be. I didn't want to do it.
The Wentz statement. The Wentz statement.
Yeah, I didn't want to do it. But I'm like, all right, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to have some ammunition, right? So I got some ammunition. And I swear to God, I think you guys know this about me. I didn't plan to lose my cool or just go off the deep end. Just, you know, you push my buttons.
I was going to say, they pushed you.
They pushed my buttons, mm-hmm. and then I will react.
Well, you also told Valdez and I that you said, shut up, I'm a professional. Before the
yeah. I'm going to help. Again, I'm going to make it.
Well, you sounded like so morose and down. I'm like, come on, Eric, we need you to be.
No, I knew I would make it entertaining, but I honestly would rather keep my calm because then it tilted me the rest of the day. I couldn't stop tweeting people and telling them off.
Why does JP get a pass for wanting to start Carson Wentz in the Browns game? And then all of a sudden he's taking victory laps.
Because he's a master at it.
I don't know.
He's a deflector.
Great deflector. Great deflector.
I mean, nobody's talking about
that. He said 100 times.
We pointed it out today. Everybody agreed. To start the season, Wentz was an upgrade over Heineke. He's not even close.
Five out of the six.
Yes. Everyone.
Except for you.
You didn't think he was an upgrade?
I said he was the same as Heineke.
I know you hated him. I'll give you credit for that. But you didn't think he was an upgrade over Heineke?
I never said he was an upgrade.
I know, but beginning of the year, you're right, five out of six. And even the Browns game, everybody said it was an upgrade.
Now
everyone's pointing the finger at you like you're the village idiot.
Literally, it was like I was Osama bin Laden on social media during the game.
Happened.
See what you did. No impact. What are you talking about? I'm just a guy with an opinion. You guys fucked me.
You were Osama bin Laden when you tweeted something and you had the entire internet pissed off at you. Yeah. Like 6 months ago.
Well, that was about, they said Serena Williams was a sore loser. Which is also, by the way, factual.
It was the most horrible. Yeah, you and Skip Bayless.
No, Skip Bayless is 10 times worse than me.
That whole thing was overblown, too.
Yeah, of course. Because, by the way, in that Skip tweet where he got murdered,
yeah, it wasn't even
at
that.
The very end of the tweet, he said, but of course, this means nothing.
I know, nobody reading comprehension. You know, everybody's struggling with it. Yeah.
We got a problem with our school
and
system.
And he still had to apologize.
Yeah, you were getting tens of thousands of tweets when
trust
you talked
me,
about Serena.
I saw the Skip Bayless backlash, and I said, well, I can't do my victory lap now.
No, you couldn't do your – but you did – Valdez technically was correct. He suffered, doesn't matter what caused it, sudden death syndrome. He was dead. No pulse. They brought him back to life. And you can't do a victory. And, you know, you kind of can now because he looks like he's going to be fine.
That's a technicality.
No. He died.
I'll take a technicality.
He had sudden death syndrome. Dead. If they brought him back to life with CPR. He was dead.
He saw the tunnel.
He had no shot at surviving. The trainer saved his life, brought him back to life. Valdez hit a grand slam.
We never said this on the air, but you also had horrible sources throughout that entire.
No,
I was your positive. You sent me 1,000 text messages saying
you
he's dead.
You and another buddy of mine.
And I said, relax, they're going to take care of him.
Listen, I was just using my brain.
You said he was a vegetable or whatever you said.
You said
he's brain
9 dead.
9 minutes,
you can't survive 9 minutes of CPR. How are you going to survive 9 minutes of CPR? Somehow, you know, I don't know. I think my understanding, and maybe this is where I was wrong, is that 9 minutes of CPR until he started breathing. I don't think that was true. I think he had 9 minutes of CPR before they were able to whisk him away.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. So all I was thinking was 9 minutes of like very little oxygen. How can your brain survive?
All right, let's take a quick break. We don't want, you know, if you don't want to stay, you don't have to. But I do want to ask you about the future of the Junkies.
We have a lot of questions about Jason.
All right, bring it.
Retirement. He's been hinting at that for the last year and a half almost.
All right.
I want to get your thoughts on that.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Bit Season.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 67. Before we went to break, we teased the Junkies' future and what it entails. Have you been noticing, Eric, Jason's hint at retiring at Cary, North Carolina, or whatever city it is?
He talks about it openly.
Yeah, but you're not thinking about it like that, are you?
No, a long time ago, I learned and I kind of just adopted the philosophy that everyone's got to do what they got to do, right? Uh-huh. So Jason's got to do what he got. I can't let his happiness, unhappiness, his desire to quit, not quit, whatever. I can't let that affect me. So if he's got a role, he wants to do his own thing, then he can do his own thing. I hope he doesn't. I think there's ways we can make it work, so I'm not too worried.
I know, but that's him taking the easy way out. And maybe he's earned it over the years.
Yeah,
but Jason can't retire and then move to South Carolina and then get his full be one of the four Junkies and get his full paycheck and he's mailing in every day and you guys are coming into work and grinding.
Maybe I'll do the same thing at some point. And you know what I mean? Like here's my take on it. Jason's gonna do what he's gonna do. I'm not gonna lose 1 ounce of sleep over it.
But you guys made a pact that you would always do the show together.
I anticipate there are ways that he could do it remotely if he wanted to.
Now you guys are just Bob and Tom.
But if he had to decide, yeah, but that's whatever.
All right, let's theorize.
By the way, I think we've earned it.
We've earned it, right? You've earned everything, but
right.
Just because you've earned something, you don't get paid for what you've done. You get paid for what you're going to do.
Of course.
Okay?
Whoa. Right.
So let's say CK moves on. CK's doing with another company. Some other guy's in here, and he says, you know what, Jason? You can either come to work every day or you can retire. You can't have both.
That'd be fine. Whatever he chooses. I don't care.
I'd rather work with him. I know. Of course you would, but you would do the show without him.
Me personally? Yeah, sure.
You do a three-man show.
100%. Wouldn't be worried about it at all. I mean, I would prefer to do it with him. 1,000 times out of 1,000. But it won't affect me.
Can you still call it the Junkies if it's a two-man show? If Cakes and Jason move to South Carolina?
Well, maybe it won't be called the Junkies then. Maybe
the Carolina Junkies.
I've reached a point in my life where I'm going to do what I want to do. And they've also reached a point in their lives where they're going to do what they want to do.
Yeah, but are you on the same level as Jason where you're already almost calling your shot?
Yeah, what's your timeline?
Yeah, is your timeline the same as him? Because we know how calculated Jason is. I mean, he already has the place scouted out. He's visited property with Teresa.
Yeah, my timeline is as long as they want to keep paying me all this money, I'm going to keep doing it for now.
I know. That's why I would think Jason, because Jason's so money hungry, right? Yeah. And that's why it's so surprising that Jason is already eyeing up the finish line.
He's obviously got his calculator out and he's trying to figure out how much he needs for how much. I don't even do that. I don't care about that.
I think EB's doing a daily show at least till he's 65, because Kate's how old? 13?
Mm-hmm.
You turn 53 next week?
February 6th. You guys got to give me a gift?
No, but didn't we
do a whole birthday show?
Oh, you had your surprise party early. Yeah. Because all these memories were popping up on my feed.
Yeah, surprise, because you can't do it on your birthday. Everyone's going to know. Yeah, by the way, I was surprised, and that was awesome. Oh. And I always wanted a surprise party. It couldn't have been more of a home run.
We'll get you some Blanton and Pepsi.
For you to open. No, here's the thing. I have a different opinion than probably most of these guys. Everyone has their own thing. So my dad always said he would never retire, right?
Did he ever retire?
No.
He never did.
Died.
Right.
I mean, he didn't never retire. He got 69. Sick. And he had no anticipation of retiring. Just work, you know, and maybe it'll be less, but I'm always gonna work. I'm always gonna do some sort of show. This is what I enjoy doing. So I'm always gonna do it somewhere. And if no one wants to pay me, then I'll find a way to pay myself.
But I know you need interaction.
Yeah,
like you weren't really happy doing the show from home
of course.
You can't be like Jason where you ride off into the sunset and don't speak to anybody again.
Yeah, I'm always going to do a show, but if it evolves into at some point me doing it from my house at some point, I could still do that. That's fine. Or if I bought office space. I rented office space in Kensington. And I built a studio there. Why couldn't I do that?
You could. I think Jason's miscalculation is that he has this fantasy about moving to South Carolina, but nobody cares about Lurch from the Junkies in South Carolina. And his his life revolves around schmoozing with other rich people who get a kick out of, that's Lurch, that's Jason
from the
Bishops.
I think if your point is, will he get bored? I think he'd probably get bored.
Like, there's going to be no free golf in South Carolina.
I think he'll get bored, but I'm not trying to convince him. He's got to do what he's got to do. It doesn't affect me.
He's tough to read, in my opinion.
No, he's got
to
do what he's got to do. I know. I like the voice. I like having it.
You like having people care about what you think.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like, you know, trolling people. I like having an opinion. I like all that stuff. So,
what doesn't entice you about retirement, though?
Yeah, that's
what
true.
What doesn't entice you about
sitting around? I think about retirement every day.
Exactly. The argument, like, I've been living a retired life for 30 years.
Okay. Talking to the man of leisure.
I mean, I'm done at 10.
I mean, okay. But still, even though, like, having no responsibility.
5 days a week. I'm done at 10. Hey, 5 days a week.
Why do you think Skip Bayless is still working?
Well, he's a loser.
No, he's not. It's not about the money. He gets off on people caring about his opinion. That's the same as EB.
Okay. I like it. I like having a voice. I like having money. I'm not financially set for life. So I'm talking to my buddies breaking balls. It's a great gig. It's a great gig. But I love retirement. I love vacation. But also, I wouldn't mind if I was on vacation and I was knocking out a couple hours, you know, from the beach or something. I mean,
a couple hours.
Man, are you kidding? I mean, it's just talking. It's not digging ditches. And I've dug, believe me, I've had physical labor jobs.
I always laugh when you guys talk about it, because how long were you guys doing those kind of jobs? Yeah.
I did them for summers.
Yeah, how many?
What did you do?
College.
It's not like you were.
Yeah, and I didn't like it. I didn't like it then.
You worked at a nursing home for like a 6 months.
2 years.
Fudging data.
Yeah,
you guys hit it big.
I used to drive a tractor.
You hit it big in your mid-20s. Yeah. Your mid-20s, you hit it big.
Yeah.
That's so envious of that.
I know. I mean.
You know how upset I got when you talked about how 17 years ago you did your basement? Yeah. And I did the math about how old you were 17 years ago when you had 50 grand
to
redo your basement.
Spent a lot of money on that room.
Again, you're touched from God. You're super talented. And I love the show, but I was jealous.
Yeah, well, I spent almost as much as I've made. So if that makes you feel any better,
I don't like people who hoard their money. I get a kick out of the fact that you spend.
I think
your money.
I think Eric's biggest skill is that he makes people think that they can do what he does.
I think a lot of people can. I think a lot of people can, but I don't think maybe it's quite as easy.
Is that he gives the impression that what we're doing is easy?
Well, it is unprofessional. But if you listen to Grant and Danny, it doesn't sound easy, because it's so prepared.
It's nerdy,
a different show. I'm not mean it as
no.
a dick. They work extremely hard. Like, I don't listen to Grant and Danny.
They're not doing it. Although I think they do have funny personality. I was driving around, or I was at Safeway the other day, and sometimes I'll walk around with the ear pods in or whatever when I'm grocery shopping. Uh-huh. And they were making fun of themselves for gaining all their weight back or whatever from, and you know, being self-deprecating. And I thought it was really, really funny. So they have personalities too, but they're analytical guys.
They're more true broadcast. Like Grant's a true broadcaster.
Right. The charm in our show is just it's the guys, and that's become more popular now. I think in a lot of ways because of podcasts. Most people are terrible broadcasters.
I know, but you talk about it, here's what people don't think about. Everyone thinks they can do a show, right? And maybe this is you who mentioned this before. And it always stuck with me. They say, oh, I could do that. And you go, okay, what would you talk about today? And they go, Scott Turner being fired? Okay, that's segment one. What's segment two? Segment three. Segment four.
You're like, you don't realize. The Junkies did a bit. This was a long, long time ago where they had some college radio kids sitting in during one of their shows.
I don't remember this.
And they're in the studio. And then you're interviewing the guys, and it's two of them. And they said, like, what's your dream job? And he says, it's to do something like this, to do a broadcast show.
Would we
like
tell them to go ahead and do a segment?
And you said, all right, do a segment. And without them, without any prep, and you guys got out of the room, and you just left them in there with the mics on.
Did we?
Yes.
Brilliant.
How'd they
I think it was the biggest bomb in history.
I think I remember this. I think it was...
But it was in the evening? We must have been working at night.
No.
You guys were in the other studio?
Was it that in the morning?
I think you might have been with HFS.
No. You probably sent them in the other studio or something to talk, and then you guys just sat there.
Tap in and plug in?
You guys jumped on them when they couldn't hear.
That vaguely sounds familiar.
Yeah, something like that.
But I can't imagine we just wanted dead air every, you know, all day.
No. You guys, like, filled the gaps and joned, I think, while they hosted the show.
I'm going to be the first one to tell you, though.
How do we remember that? You don't.
Because
he doesn't care.
I just want to do a great show, and then I want to go home. And then I don't. They ask me all that. My daughter asked me yesterday, how'd the show go?
You know? Oh, what do you say to that?
And I said, I don't know. I think it was good. I don't know. You know what I mean? I mean, when you do it all the time, somebody asks you, you wouldn't know necessarily.
That is true.
Kevin Schaefer was on the day after Hamlin got injured, and he was like, yeah, you just move on to the next thing. He was like, someone dies in front of you. It's like, that's just your job. Like, you're on to the next thing. It doesn't affect you.
Yeah,
it's horrible. It's just our job.
But I hope people get this. And I think people listening to the show know this. That, sure, I got a lot of bravado and shtick and God's gift and all this stuff. But there's a part of me that does believe there's something there. But I've always acknowledged we don't have that much talent. We just have chemistry. Yeah. That's why the show works. We have chemistry. And no one can beat our chemistry. No one can beat our chemistry.
I agree with that.
Everyone's more talented, like funnier. I don't even think I'm funny. I'm quirky. But I know that, right? So as long as you know what you're good at, what you're not good at, you know, that's why we can make it work. We have a chemistry. You could try to mimic our chemistry, but
is your chemistry better now than it was 15 years ago?
Same.
Good question.
I think it's the same.
Well, like Valdez and I's is different. Like,
oh, totally.
Valdez and I took probably 5 years at least for us to be on the same page.
Yeah, but that's because you guys didn't grow up together.
Right. I know, but you didn't grow up with Jason.
I've known Jason since I was 14 years old. You got to remember that. I'm 52 now.
Yeah, I mean, were you guys best friends and you hung out all
the time? Okay. High school. Yeah.
I always think about Jason just being the lucky one.
Yeah, the guy who got the lottery ticket. Because who was sick? Someone was sick during the
Cakes have to work at Toys R Us or something.
Well, I always think of it because Jason wasn't really part of the crew. That's just kind of how I envisioned it.
Jason was
until he was older. Until you guys were older.
In college, Jason would come out and hang out. Who should
be in his seat? Eric Flame?
No, probably of anybody.
Probably Horsey.
Okay, but did he grow up on your street?
No. But Horsey was like one of my closest friends in the world through college, and a few years after. So in that heyday, I was way closer with Horsey, really, than I was with JP or Cakes. You know what I mean? Those were my college guys.
So Horsey would make the best junkie. Skippy?
He would have been terrible at it.
Skippy
would have been funny.
Skippy has. I think Skippy has resentment that he's not one of the junkies.
I think it ruined his life. You know, it's like if you're like the, I don't. I'll sound arrogant, but if you're, you know, you're the fifth Beatle or whatever. Like, you're the guy. You're the drummer.
I was going to say, wasn't there a drummer before Ringo?
Yeah. Exactly.
He's the drummer before Ringo.
But maybe it wouldn't have been as good.
We had Horsey on.
He tried out, didn't he?
We had him on our cable access show.
He didn't say a word.
He didn't say anything.
Oh, you fired him.
He just looked back and forth. You know, we were talking about, it was like he was at a tennis match. Nothing.
He froze. The lights came on and he did.
You either got it or you don't.
Right. Yeah, I. But maybe Skippy would have thrown the chemistry off and you guys would have ended a long time ago.
The only thing I will say is that I know what pushes people's buttons, right? Obviously, they know what pushes my buttons. I just will navigate around stuff that I wouldn't have 10 years ago.
Well, it took you a long time because you used to jump over the table and fight JP.
Yeah. And I didn't care. Now I just don't need that in my life anymore.
I actually called a fight for the first week back because JP was going unchecked about his Wentz rants and basically calling you stupid. And then I said, something's going to happen because JP's gone no one's challenged him yet. And I said,
did I challenge him? Not really.
No, Valdez says, there's going to be a fight today. He says it like once a month. He's always wrong.
No, I'm going to tell you when I fight. It's when I'm just on zero.
Zero sleep.
Yes. End of the week, like a Thursday. Haven't slept for 3 days. Somebody says some dumb shit and I just, I can't let it go.
But you haven't shown that in many years.
Not like
actually since I've been on the show, there's never been a fight, like a real fight since I've been on the show.
Yeah. Not really. But I don't need it in my life. I don't need the stress. You just learn to eat it a little bit.
Plus you're on TV, you'd be super
it'd be great TV.
It's never, I gotta tell you, for worse, I've never thought about the cameras being on. That's why you catch me picking my nose and I don't think about it.
Thank God the show's not like streamed somewhere.
What do you mean?
Because then you get into a fight and it would be all over the country, all over Twitter. Yeah.
You become
but
a
that
Jeff.
Is the point. We talk about it. We want to bring up off-air stuff.
Right.
We should be posting clips. You know what? Here's something I've learned from listening to these YouTube guys. Okay. Hold on. Is that their listeners get clips and put them out there and make them viral. We need our listeners to help us out. P1s.
Well, I feel like we've missed the boat on it because because we don't have any video skill. All we have is audio skill.
I don't have it either.
I feel like I gotta go back and do a class.
Literally thinking off the top of my head.
We need a 20-year-old.
Yeah, we need a 20-year-old.
We need to hire our own guy. Like Awad, actually, for all of his failings, and he's a walking failure. But he is a talented video guy. I think he's a talented video guy. But we need some of our listeners that are P1s that have all the, EB sucks or EB's grumpy or whatever that, I don't know, all these different accounts, right? Uh-huh. What's the Blake Giffen, all these guys.
We don't need a video. No. I mean, we need a video. No, we need an analytics guy.
No, hold on. They make a clip. They put it on their Twitter, whatever. We retweet it. Mm-hmm. We put it on our Instagram feed, Reels. And, that's the YouTube guys, as I've been listening, and I'm 30 years late on the YouTube phenomenon. But the YouTube guys, they thrive off that. They get a viral bit, and then 30 people post it.
Right.
And they don't complain to YouTube that they stole copyrighted material.
Yeah, I know.
They're thrilled
posting
that, and they're making it viral. So we need our listeners to do that more. Every broke dick radio show in the country posts clips of their show almost like daily.
It's embarrassing. It is embarrassing.
And we do nothing.
It actually is embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
It makes me feel inadequate.
So help us out. Valdez, they don't have time to do it.
No, it's not that we don't have. It's just I don't have the skill. I don't know how to edit video.
I don't have the skill either.
Then we're lazy.
All right. Well, then we got to go learn how to do this skill.
It could be a lot. It might take a long time. I don't know. Especially when you don't know. It could take you hours for something you don't know.
You know what? I'm going to put it on my 2023 goals here.
Learn how to edit.
This list is getting long.
Read off your other goals.
Pickleball tournament. Junkie survivor pool.
We're gonna do a junkies pickleball tournament that's gonna rival the Poker Open. Like the Poker Open.
Maybe not this. Not in three, four months.
The Poker Open. Like I think we just broke the state record again, right? For live tournament entries or whatever.
Yes.
We get 900,000 people playing that. pickleball is such a phenomenon. These guys all goof on it, but they know deep down everyone's playing it. I don't care if you like it or not. Their pickleball's rate of play last year went from 5 million people to 35 million in 1 year. I bet your friends play some of them, right?
Yeah, they do. And honestly, pickleball's easy. Why don't we do ping pong?
Any donk can play it.
But yes, any donk can play it, but why don't you do ping pong, which is a little harder?
Ping pong. Six people play ping pong. Five of them are Asian.
We're trying to capitalize on the pickleball boom.
It's a phenomenon.
There's no ping pong boom.
Yes, there is. 12 months a year. You can only play pickleball 6 months of the year because of the weather.
People play indoor. I play indoor every week. I'm playing indoor
all right,
tomorrow.
Eric.
Okay.
Eric, rate these as most important to you. Junkies pickleball.
One.
Junkie Survivor Pool.
1B.
I don't even know what that is.
Remember the Survivor Pool that Skippy was in. We're ripping up the circus thing. We're trying to partner with MGM.
I feel like that's not hard to do. Maybe it's way harder behind the scenes than I've realized.
There's a lot of it just ricked me. JP wanted to do one in the middle of the season. That ricked me so much.
And Jonathan Allen Pool Party.
Oh, I want to do that for sure.
Yeah.
Would you rather do that or pickleball?
Pickleball. But the Jonathan Allen thing is a no-brainer. He's just going to invite us over. Now, I said I'd like to broadcast from there because it'd make it a whole scenario. Like, remember when we did Cooley's house, we went over there the night before.
Yeah.
We all got drunk. Logan Paulson doesn't remember. Logan came over with his wife. A bunch of guys came over, their girlfriends. I mean, it was a time. Then, I think Valdez got really drunk, right?
We did. We hosted until like 2 in the morning with Blue Shorts.
And then in the morning, we did the show. And all the hijinks. And it was great. Memorable moment, right?
Then you went to the game on Saturday, right?
I think that's true. It had to have been after the game.
It was after the game.
It was after.
Maybe it was after the game.
He did it like a Saturday night.
A bus trip was to the game.
Yeah, it was a Monday or Thursday.
Went to the game.
Night, yeah.
Chris broke his finger.
Yeah.
It was a terrible thing.
Yeah.
And then we all got drunk. And then we woke up. It was a whole thing. Now, I'm not asking John to do that, but he certainly seemed. For some reason, John likes us. It's kind of like when JT3 or whatever,
yeah.
John Thompson liked us, and everyone said he was grumpy or whatever.
Everyone said that Jonathan Allen will only talk football with you, and he's grumpy.
Yeah.
And he's a great interviewer.
He loves being on with us. So, yeah, let's do it. You don't want to do the show, though. It's too much work. You just want to go over there and just have a party.
Yeah.
Do you know Drab's already sweating his pool body for the Jonathan Allen
Is that
party?
Why? Because you don't want...
Oh, I might have to call in sick, yeah. You think I'm going to take my shirt off around Jonathan Allen?
You don't have to
Allen?
Take your shirt. Who cares?
I care. I care desperately.
No, I know, but you don't have to go...
Claire, you're invited.
No, I know, yeah. It's great. Drab, you have blown off a workout with me for 2 weeks now.
I know.
I'm
out on Drab working
stop
out.
Stop asking me to work out.
Come on. I'm sorry, but you said you were going to do Fitness Friday.
I know. He's young and he's working out for the first time in his life. So he's
no,
so
I'm not.
He's so fired up about it. All he talks about is working out.
Yeah.
Him and Danny are coming in here every day.
We're obsessed.
Ryan has gains and he can't let it go.
I had gains in high school. I was a silly athlete. In the pandemic, I let it rip.
All Drab talks about is taking off his shirt, but refuses to do any kind of athletic endeavor.
You don't have to take off your shirt. Hold on. Here's the thing. I get it. I'm an old man. I'm not dying to take my shirt off. I'd wear a tank top maybe. You know, whatever. Whatever. You can't wear tank tops?
No, we will. I got until summertime to get shirt. We also have the Stallion dating game.
Oh, yeah, we're into that.
Yeah.
With Cougars.
Yeah, Cougar
100%.
Dating game.
How about grandmas?
Yeah, well, we've said 40 to 60.
40 to 60 is my
age.
You have
a cutoff? You cut off at 60?
60, I think. I think 60. I mean, we'll see. If there's a couple older women, then maybe.
Do you mind? Like, what if the tone is just like kind of saggy and old? Like, that doesn't bother you?
Well, I mean,
honestly, when you were with that chick in South Carolina or whatever.
Well, I mean, I was hammered.
Was she toned?
She was toned. Like, she did not look 63.
Yeah. She didn't, like, all her muscle hadn't atrophied.
Yeah, she wasn't, like, super
like
wrinkly.
Bony ass cheeks.
No, not yet. But I will say, like, if I was sober, I probably would have rethought my decision.
You know, like you go to a nursing home or a hospital, the gown and the saggy ass cheeks.
You don't need a defibrillator with you.
Hey, the week of the Super Bowl, after the Super Bowl, we officially kick off bit season with the Stallion Dating. That Friday after the Super Bowl or whatever.
I got to get in shape.
But it's going to be on the air, though.
On the air. NBC might choose not to air it. Who knows what they do. But
yeah.
Well, the thing is, you're going to have to really work to get some, not that there's nothing wrong with Ryan, right?
But I mean, women are calling the hotline.
Yeah, you don't understand.
Did you not update?
People are calling the hotline of Grant and Danny to say, hey, I heard Stallion likes older women.
Yeah, didn't
women.
You just, you talked about it, right? You smashed some chick.
I smashed a listener.
Yeah.
I was added to the club.
Even Stallion's hooking up with listeners and AWOD couldn't after all these years. Guy was on the Junkies for 5 minutes.
By the way, has there been any follow-up?
There has been.
Yeah.
But not with her specifically. We haven't talked in about 2 weeks.
What? So it's just fallen off completely?
It's kind of, I don't know.
Are you not interested? Would you smash,
would you smash
again?
Yes, I would.
Is there another woman?
No. There's not another. I mean, not yet. But I'm the door is not closed for this lady for a second time. But
By the way, did she teach you anything? All her experience?
I was just going to say.
Actually, here's the thing that kind of pissed
me off.
She
gave Herbert Hoover a hand job.
Valdez killed it.
She's mad at me because I was just making.
Valdez and I were solo the day after, and so that's what we talked about for like 20 minutes, and he was zinging it.
She didn't like that you talked about it.
No. She didn't mind it.
She didn't like me saying that. That yeah.
Well, she took it personally, but you don't know her. You're just doing.
I covered. Yeah. I was like, it's a bit.
He doesn't mean it.
He's
just saying a generic.
Exactly. It was all a joke. Yeah. But to answer your question, the door is open for a second time.
Right.
She lives close to here.
Let me ask you this: was it fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
I came in the next day at like 9 a.m. Butt hungover.
Who worked harder?
I did. I was dripping sweat. It was so embarrassing. From my nose.
That means it's kind of good.
I mean, it was, but still. I mean, when you're dripping sweat as a fat guy.
This is graphic, but did you have to use lubrication?
No.
He had red wine dick.
He couldn't finish.
Pink Moscato.
Pink Moscato.
He's not capable.
Hold on, did you not get to the finish of your race?
No, I did. It took a while.
Yeah.
But, it did.
Like, was she annoyed? Did you annoy her, though? A little bit?
I spent the night there. We had a good time.
Right.
I burned myself.
Hold on. Morning buns, too? Did you go in for round two? No.
No. I woke up as she was making breakfast. Like, that was kind of the cue for me to leave.
Right.
She did offer breakfast, but she didn't. I don't think she has
children, right?
No. Single.
Oh.
Never married.
Oh, okay.
She was sexy.
She's sexy. Her pubes gray.
Yes.
All right. Let's end there, Eric. Thanks for coming in and wasting an hour with us. We really appreciate it. It was great stuff. So
yeah, I just blew off a whistle for this.
Her landing strip saw Charles Lindbergh.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to Bit Season, and we'll see.
Yeah,
you on
thank
the
you to Eric for sticking around.
Thank you.
No
Eric.
Problem. Yeah. My pleasure.
All right. Later, guys. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.